This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
717 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. There's the fan text line, 503-864-6326. That bad boy will let you interact with us throughout the entire show. There's also the YouTube channel. What up? Shout out YouTube kids. Big O on the ones and twos tonight. I would have brought you a beer, but this beer is probably half of the caloric intake you do a day.
I let spring break be spring break, and we didn't
Good
do any
you.
Counting. And then we're back on the horse right now.
Do you
so
not
we're back
drink
getting it down.
Beer?
No, I drink whatever, man.
He drinks light beer.
I like Coors Light.
Do you drink Claws?
I
had a white.
He's like,
I don't
beer.
Drink light beer. I drink Coors Light. It's literally in the name.
Coors Latte. I drink
latte.
A pub beer.
I'm
I love
Bush
a
latte
pub beer.
Guy. I'm a
Ooh,
Bush latte.
See, there you go.
That's a Wazoo thing, though.
See, you know, that's Pullman water. I'll drink whatever, though. Like, if you put it in front of me, like, I'll probably drink it and I'll
God,
like it.
He's still a kid. I'm so jealous.
So is that a no on the White Claws?
Oh, dude, I'm getting down with the White Claw. It's seltzer season, baby.
It is seltzer season. I could see, I bet.
Hey, dude, I got the rooftop about to open. You ain't got to talk to me.
I bet Will could probably drink 12 White Claws before he starts feeling drunk. I'm sure the buzz would kick in before then, but like getting drunk off of White Claws, I would say 12.
Is this like a Sebastian Janikowski thing? Did you ever hear the rumors of Janikowski at Florida
drink
State?
Drink before he play?
Yeah, no, not even that. It was like a Friday night and he wanted to go out. He would drink a 6-pack of light beer, Tallies, and pop a Rufalin and then go out.
Like a roofie?
Yes, sir. That's the rumor. Those are the
he
urban
roofied
legends.
Himself.
He roofied himself, put down a 6 or a Tallies, and then went out.
Wow. See, that's crazy. Now, I can't drink nearly as much as I used to.
Well, you ain't got no mass on you, dude.
No,
I'm fatter than you.
No, the mass isn't what it once was. But what I pretty much do is, you know, once a week, once every other week, you go. And you
yeah,
have a good
you
time.
Get a night, a cheat day, basically.
Yes, essentially. Yeah, I'm not like a casual. Like I'm not gonna have a beer with dinner. Like that's not gonna happen. I'm gonna go. If I'm gonna drink, I'm gonna go, and we're gonna go all day.
You know how I say it must be a Tuesday because it's always a Tuesday.
Yeah,
it must be a drinking day because it's always a drinking day.
Fair, fair.
And that's
I get
why
that
I'm 40 and 30 pounds overweight, Will. Don't be like me.
You look great, man.
Oh, I appreciate that. He's lying to me, and that's why I love him so much more. That's why I love him so much more. Joe, I'm about to turn your Orioles game on this TV.
As you should.
It's
nice seeing my O's
won.
At this hour.
I do like seeing. I got Tribe San Diego, not too long ago. That was really fun. But I've also doubled down once again on Jackson Holiday in my fantasy league.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
I went for Rutch, and I couldn't get Rutch. Someone snagged him before me.
Like I said, it's nice seeing my Orioles at this hour down in Arizona at Chase Field. Okay.
Chase Field.
Double checking.
Well, let's get into it, guys.
It literally says on the TV a foot above your head, Chase Field.
Chase Field.
I'm like, is that what it is?
Well, let's get into it, guys. It's baseball, where I'm very excited this is going down. You know what I think my most favorite thing is whether it's your day off or you're at work. Like, take me, for example. I work in a pub, and we got TVs everywhere. And today I had baseball on, because that's always really fun. And then, of course, we had... It's really hard. I kind of think about... the boys in the morning, Dirt and Sprague. Like, we get to sit in here tonight and we're watching a live sporting event. The boys in the morning, there ain't much live going on.
Yeah, except for this week.
Yeah, what do they got?
Masters.
Oh, that's right. They will get Masters. And they're golf bros, so they'll be very stoked about that. But I always feel very lucky that we're in here, and baseball is one of those that gives us, you know, that kind of action. But let's dive right into it. The story of the week is the Toronto Blue Jays handed out a fat stack of cash.
Yes, they did.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. will be in Toronto, according to his contract.
Forever.
For the next 14 years and $500 million. There's a lot of things that kind of go into this situation. There was a deadline that an extension needed to be met before opening day, before spring training, and they would not negotiate. However, behind the scenes, things kept going, and Toronto got the deal done. And I think I want to start here.
More like Vladdy and his agent got the deal done. Are you kidding me?
But I want to start here, because the Blue Jays, kind of like the Padres in the National League, have been a team that there's a lot of players on there that I think could be really good. You could start the window, so to say, having your guys locked up and then build around them. I feel like 6 months ago, the end of last season, did we not feel like Toronto's window was A, completely closed, and they were about to blow this up?
It started trending that way, and that's where we were even wondering what the hell they were going to do with Vladimir Guerrero. I remember on this very show, three months ago?
Tuesdays, 7 to 9. Did you know that because you're listening?
I mean, I want to go back and check the records, because we were talking about this not too long ago as far as what they're going to do with Vladimir Guerrero.
Right.
And if he was going to be traded.
I think we talked about it in spring training.
And I remember us throwing out what his deal would be if they decided to sign him. I threw out 400 mil. And then we started doing some math, like, you know, a 12-year, 400 mil contract and or 10 years. And we're like, well, I don't know. Are they willing to give him that much? Yeah, they are. And then some. But I think this is part, like, Toronto kind of caving and being scared that they are going to lose him for nothing and probably giving him more than they needed to. Again, referencing us talking about it a couple months ago, I thought the max would be like at 400 mil. And so you get him locked up. He's part of your franchise for the next 14 years. I don't know if there's an opt out.
It puts him basically at 40.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, because he's like 25, 26 right now.
I think he turns 26 in June is what I heard. I heard that today.
So then, yeah, you can focus on just building the team around him. Like, all right, our main piece is done. But the thing is that your team around him is not very good.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Like,
and so you have a lot of things to figure out.
Bo Bichette is in a big year.
Yeah.
Like, you thought he was going to be a cornerstone. Is he going to be a corner? You already kicked out Kevin Biggio. You're done on that. Springer has degraded massively. You get Santander on a cheap couple-year deal. But, yeah, that's how you build around. I mean, it's clear to me that Toronto is spending this money on Vladdy. It's like Soto deal. It's like a lot of these young kids that get these massive deals like this, as Corbin Carroll just went deep.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
For the Diamondbacks.
Cool. Good for him.
It's
go Hops, right?
It's one of these things where you kind of realize that at 37, 38, 39, 40, you're in Pujols hell. You're in A-Rod hell of paying a player more, like, exponentially more than they're absolutely worth. But in theory, Vladdy for the next 10 years, jersey sales, team leader.
It's your cash cow.
Ticket attendance, all that kind of stuff that guy's going to pay off. But I feel like Toronto, to me, is a lot like San Francisco. They have money. They're willing to go after guys. They went after Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
San Francisco went after Aaron Judge.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Like, they are willing to do it. And San Francisco's been striking out on all these guys. But Vladdy is your dude. He's your guy. And his dad played in Canada. And I don't know if you're looking around, and we're not a political show here by any means, but if you're looking out, would you rather make $500 million in Canada or make $500 million in America?
I don't know.
You know, like, yeah, there's a lot of weird
stuff. I honestly don't know how that all works out, but I'm going to guess that it's not bad to live in Toronto
and
make that kind of money.
And so that's where I give Toronto the kind of pass. Like you were saying, like, are you sure you really want to do this? Is this a desperate move? Is it a little desperate? Yeah, probably, but you got your guy.
Yeah, and I haven't... I haven't seen the breakout. Like, if it, I don't think there's any deferment on this.
No, it's all up front. No deferment.
And then, as far as the, if it is a escalating or de-escalating, I would imagine obviously it's going to go up as the years go on. But it's like, if you're paying him 40 mil in the year 2033, like, that's not that bad.
No. Like, and I love that you bring that up. That's where I want to go next. What does this contract look like for Toronto? What does this contract look like for Pete Alonso?
$500 million guaranteed money.
What does this look like? We're going to bring in some NFL into this because I got some comparisons. What does this contract, Soto, Ohtani, those are their own special things. But I feel like there's a lot to digest of this Vladdy contract. And that's what I want to get into next. But before we do that, I'll throw it over to Big O with sports.